Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Wilson Alexander's tied up with a story right now. We'll get him on in a few minutes. We'll do our triple option feature right now. Bob, I'll throw it to you now.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm a little bitter going back when the Saints had to go on the road at Seattle. I don't know. We got the best record. Why are we going to play Seattle? And the Seahawks ended up winning. Now, the shoe was on the other foot, and I'd be like the Panthers, and you hosted a home playoff game because you won the NFC South. But realistically, come on. Isn't the Rams the better team? So I think Carolina should be going there. But then that's what I'm going to talk about. Look, at last season, the Lions proposed a playoff seeding should be based on winning percentage instead of automatically placing division winners in the top four spots. Now, NFL voters voted against it in May because a majority valued the importance of a team's winning their division and getting to host a home game. Even Steelers coach Mike Tomlin said, "Look, I'm a division purist." Yeah, what's pure in today's society? But anyway, so that's what Mike Tomlin said. Of course he said that. They get a game at home. So, the league will likely revisit this idea after a second straight season in which three teams with better records will play on the road during the wild card weekend. The 49ers are 12-5. They have to play at the 11-6 Philadelphia Eagles. Like I mentioned, the Rams are 12-5. Have to play at Carolina, who's 8-9. Come on, now, think about that. Now, look at the Texans. 12-5, they play at Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 10-7. Last year, the teams with the better records went 1-2. Now, the Rams and Panthers matchup will be the ninth time a road team in the playoff has at least four wins more than the opponent. The teams with the better records are just 2-6. In those games. So I know, to me, I think it should, and I can be objective with this. Again, I'd be selfish. I'd say, oh, if the Saints won a division, you want to host a game. I think it's how you play, like next year, we play in the AFC North, NFC North. So it should be your record. I think you should reward winning and getting to host a game. I don't know. How do y'all feel about that? Y'all comment on that because I think
it should go by record. That's just my personal feeling about it.
But that's what I think.
It's just tough to me because all of a sudden then winning your division doesn't mean anything.
No, well, you're winning
games. You're in the playoffs.
You're in the playoffs,
no,
sure.
Yeah. Like Carolina. No, okay. So what? You don't get to host a home game. You're in the playoffs. You're 8-9.
But who's dead set against any change? Jerry Jones, and he has a lot of clout because he feels as though I want to win the NFC East and I get that home game.
Yes, I don't know if y'all saw this today. I think Jerry Jones made a statement that, I mean, he's getting, no, he got to win. He's getting up in age, obviously. And then he says, no, my goal is right now, he said this, is to be the number one owner with the most Super Bowl wins. Well, that ain't going to come to fruition.
You got a lot of catching up with Mr. Kraft.
That ain't going to happen. No. That's delusional. That's an old man statement.
What's Jerry have, two?
Is it three? Does he have two or three?
Three.
Three, yeah. No. Dallas, they're not even state champs. They're not even better than the Houston Texans right now.
Go Houston.
Not even close.
Yeah. That's why, I love nothing more. I don't have a dog in the hunt. And the Houston Texans, they got a chance if C.J. Stroud plays well. Look at their defense.
Their offensive line is bad.
If you would let the Texans somehow win a Super Bowl or something, Jerry Jones, I'm glad for Houston. No, he wouldn't. He would hate that right in his own state.
When you look at the Texans' defense, that is as impressive a group as you're going to find. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson coming off the edge, whoa. And those corners, Lassiter on one side,
Stingley
on the other. You got problems. And then Petrie, who's got some family roots here in Louisiana.
Yeah.
He grew up in Texas, but he got some family roots.
Went to Baylor, but that's a Cajun name, Petrie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
Steve, go ahead.
I was going, right now, we know Pelicans basketball has been struggling, and I was getting into LSU hoops, women's and men's, and we got into SEC play. And both teams are struggling right now. And a terrible loss for the men last night to South Carolina. Coach Matt McMahon went off as well, saying, oh, I didn't have them ready to go, so that's on me. But criticized defensive effort, emphasizing you can't give up 50 points in the first half on your home court, and you can't allow 10 made threes in a half on your home court. They're now 0-2 in SEC play.
Well, they did fight back, though, Steve. Weren't they losing by like 26 and they got within 18
South
points?
South Carolina's not very good.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
I mean, Gamecocks now.
But we're not talking about the women's program at South Carolina.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking about the men's.
That win made the Gamecocks now 10-5 on the season.
Yeah,
exactly. And LSU's still 12-3. But, man, the SEC slate already has been a struggle for them. And next up, they're at number 11 Vanderbilt on Saturday. I was dreaming. I was hoping. I told Charlie, I just want to talk LSU in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and I think it was kind of like tournament or bust for Coach McMahon, because I think they've given him enough time.
And they've spent a lot of money in the offseason in the transfer portal.
Well, you can spend a lot of money.
You got to get the right people.
You got to spend on the right players.
That's
football, basketball, whatever it is.
That's why I think in this recruiting time frame and getting the right people, the one thing you got to give Lane Kiffin, and no matter what you think about him, he made the right personnel decisions at Ole Miss.
Oh,
look what he pieced together there.
Without a doubt.
In that three-year kind of total of people he was able to bring in through the portal. Man, he was way ahead of the curve. Long before Brian Kelly would embrace it, Lane Kiffin did.
Yeah, and Lane we trust. And Steve, while you look, because you have seasons, and we got an NBA team, and you got LSU, Tulane, whatever, basketball, you look UNO, whatever. But it's almost at the point right now is that who's a champion? And who you definitely gonna have interest in?
LSU
and,
baseball?
Yes, in February. You know how it kicks off the end of February, and it's like that's what it looks like it's coming to. Not March Madness. No, you drive you mad.
March Sadness.
Yeah. It's exactly. So
if you say like my neighbor said, man, I can't wait for LSU baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
Charlie agrees.
Yeah.